Hello, everybody. I'm going to read you a story. Long ago in the Middle East, there was a king called Herod. He was cunning and nasty. When he was angry, he did wicked things to families. Jesus and his family escaped to Egypt for safety. Some years later, when King Herod died, they came back home. It was in these days that we meet John the Baptist, making announcements. John was shouting in the wilderness. God is sending someone special, he shouted, and you'd better get ready to meet him. Many people listened to John. They thought he was the someone special. He lived in the wilderness after all, by the River Jordan. He wore a scratchy camel hair shirt and he ate locusts for lunch. I'm not the special one, John shouted. Why, I'm not even special enough to stoop down and undo his sandals. No, I'm just here to help you get ready to meet him. And how do we do that? Someone shouted back. You repent, John shouted. That's how. You stop doing what's bad and you start doing what's good. If you meet a poor man, you don't tell him to go away. You give him food and clothes. If you're a tax collector, you don't take more than you're supposed to. You're honest and kind. And if you're a soldier, you don't bully people. You protect them and take care of them. And what about us then? Shouted some very religious people. You, shouted John louder than ever, you need to stop pretending you're perfect and admit that you've done things that make God sad. I'll say it again. God is sending someone special. And you, all of you, need to get ready to meet him. So come. Let me dip you in this river to show God that you want your lives to change. The people did come. John did dip them in the river. And then one day, when all the shouting and all the dipping was done, someone else came too. It was Jesus, 30 years old now, and all grown up. John recognized him right away and stopped his shouting. You're the special one, aren't you? He whispered. And Jesus just smiled. That's right, Jesus said. I want you to dip me too. Oh no, John said. It should be the other way around. Listen, said Jesus. It's time I began the work I was sent to do. And this is how my father wants me to get started. So John agreed, and he and Jesus waded out into the water. John dipped Jesus in the river, and when he came back again, shaking the wet hair from his eyes, the clouds parted, and a dove landed on Jesus' shoulder. It was a sign that God was with Jesus. Well done, son, God said. I'm proud of you. You really are someone special.
Thank you, Gwen, for reading that story to us. And now I'm going to ask you some questions about it. Let's see who's been listening. So, question. Who was doing the shouting? John the Baptist. Yes, John was doing the shouting. And who was he shouting about? Jesus. Say that again. Jesus. Yeah, you're right. Isn't the special one is the way he described them. And you're absolutely right. The special one is Jesus. So let's take a quick look at John and at Jesus and see what they have to say to us this morning. Well, frankly, let me do this. There we go. John is an unusual man. Perhaps not as unusual as in that picture, but that helps us. What was unusual about John? Well, He lived in a desert, far away from where all the other people lived in the countryside, far away from Jerusalem, the capital. And he wore unusual clothes. Question: can anybody remember what his clothes were made of? Hair shirt, yes, that's close. Camel, yes, I was hearing that. Thank you, Nikki. Camel hair. Now, that must have been very uncomfortable, especially under the hot desert sun. And it must have made him feel pretty itchy, I imagine. But fortunately, he lived by a river. And if he got too hot, he could just take a dip in the river. Now, not only did he wear unusual clothes, but he also ate unusual food. So, question: can anybody remember what food he ate for his lunch? Locusts. Well said. Yes, he ate locusts. Now, I have never eaten a locust. Has anyone here eaten a locust? Yes, we have two members that have eaten a locust. What were they like? Crunchy. Yes. Lots of legs. Oh. Yeah, so locusts are big grasshoppers. And yeah, I can imagine they'd be a bit crunchy. And having never eaten one, I'm absolutely sure I wouldn't like it. But I think John had a way around that, because the Bible also tells us that he ate honey as well as locusts. So I think that's how he coped. He would put honey over the locusts and, you know, that would make it okay, palatable. The reason I think that is when I was a boy, I didn't like eating vegetables. Any vegetables, especially green ones. You know, peas? No. Broccoli? Not a chance. But I was made to eat them. So my solution was to cover them all in tomato sauce. And I discovered if you put it on really thick, well, vegetables aren't so bad after all. So that's John. He lived in an unusual place, he dressed in unusual clothes, and he ate unusual food. But, you know, he was very popular. You might think such an unusual man wouldn't be popular, but he was. Crowds of people came from all over to see him. And his message that he spoke to them, was very simple. He said, someone special is coming. And if you want to be ready for him, you have to repent. Repent. Well, what does that mean? Well, the dictionary tells us that to repent means to express sincere regret about the things that we have done that are wrong. Just like Sheila said earlier, things that we have said that are wrong, things that we have thought that are wrong, things that we should have done but we've failed to do. These are the things that the Bible calls sins. And they are things that make God very sad. So because of this, John challenged the people to do two things. Firstly, they were to be baptized, that is, dipped into the river. This is a way of saying sorry to God and asking God to make them clean by washing away their sins. And secondly, as the story told us, John asked the people that when they went home, they really did do things differently in their lives. For example, he told them, if you're a soldier, don't bully people into giving you money. If you work for the government, be honest and don't collect any taxes you're not entitled to. And every one of us, no matter who we are, we should share what we have with those who are in need. And here's a warning. If you go to church,
be honest, and collect the right amount of tax. So, these are quite tough things to do. But actually, there's some good news that goes with that. You see, Jesus, he likes messy people. He likes people that aren't perfect. And he wants to help everyone. He wants to clean us up and make us right before God. So that's why John shouted that someone special is coming and we need to get ready for him. But then one day, someone special arrived. Let's do this. Here we go. The special one, Jesus. So there was a long queue of people waiting to be baptized. And John looked up and there he saw him, Jesus, standing right in front of him. And he blurted out, "You're the special one." You see, until then, Jesus had been living a pretty ordinary life. He'd been working, keeping himself busy, but he hadn't been speaking to people, hadn't been drawing attention to people. But now Jesus knew this was the time to let everyone know that he was the special one, the one they had been waiting for, the Savior that was going to make the world right and make people right. As I said, Jesus loved ordinary people with messy lives. So Jesus decided that to begin his ministry, he would be baptized too, just to show that he was there, standing right aside, alongside messy people. Well, this took John by surprise because he wasn't expecting this to happen. But Jesus insisted and he let John dip him in the water. But when he came up from the water, something very special happened. Firstly, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, you can just see that in the picture up there, in the form of a beautiful dove, descended onto Jesus. Now, this made Jesus feel very happy because this was a sign that God was with him and that God would always be with him every step of the way on the road that led ahead for him. A difficult road, a hard road at times, but Jesus always knew that the Holy Spirit was there to lead and guide him. And if that wasn't enough, something even greater happened, or something even more exciting happened, because a loud voice spoke from heaven saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." What a wonderful thing for Jesus to hear God say. I think Jesus' heart would have been bursting with joy to hear God saying how much he loved him and how pleased he was with him. That's great news. What a wonderful thing to hear your heavenly Father say, "You're my beloved child. I'm very pleased with you." And that was good news for Jesus. So, we've thought about Jesus and we've thought about John, but what about the rest of the people in our story? What about the crowd? And more importantly, what about us? What does this story have to say to ordinary people like us? What are we to do? Well, we've been told that we need to repent of our sins. That's not easy, but it's an important step. And in a few moments, the baptismal party will be making some serious promises to do that. Also, we need to be baptized. And this morning, Isla is right at the front of the queue to be baptized. But in closing, I want to say to you that there's something very important for us to realize. You see, we might think that repentance calls us to turn over a new leaf. But Jesus doesn't want us to turn over a new leaf. Jesus wants to give us a new life. Not a new leaf, but a new life. If we have the faith and courage to ask him, then Jesus will come into our lives. And the Holy Spirit will come to us, just as it did to Jesus. And we will become in him a new creation. We will have a brand new life with Jesus. Now, we might look the same on the outside, but we will be a brand new person on the inside, because we will have Jesus living in our heart, which is the place he wants to be. Let me just pray for us before we continue in our service. Father, you have some tough words for us at times. You call us to repent, and that's not easy. Sin makes you sad. In fact, you've even said that the wages of sin is death. But you tell us the good news, that your free gift to us is new life in Christ. And we want to be people who are alive in you this morning. So we ask you, Lord, to come to every heart here, that we might be made new in Christ and able to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.